If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. I am down bad. I haven't hit a bet in a really long time, but that changes tonight.
I mean, I'll be honest, it's pretty nice for the best bets competition, so I'm a big fan. But anyways, joining us tonight for the second straight episode, we have T-Rank. Rank, what's going on, buddy?
Wow, it feels good to be back. I'm surprised you let me rejoin you guys, but oh wow, feeling good. Driving home from work, 65, feeling spacious.
Yeah, it's rough. I've diverted to going back roads all the way to Danklin, so I understand your pain.
Hank, I'm going 65 northbound. Might just pass you here, bub.
Wow, you might be right. I'll wave.
All right. Anyways, let's get right into the topic of the day. Tonight, the NBA draft happens. The top five picks for the teams, we got the Pistons at number one, Rockets at number two, Cavs at number three, Raptors number four, and Magic number five. Now, the top four picks have basically already been leaked or decided. And so, number one, Cade Cunningham is going to the Pistons. Jalen Green is going number two to the Rockets. Evan Mobley is going to the Cavs, and Jalen Suggs is going to the Raptors. Now, outside of that, you know, you have anything that can happen. The only thing I really looked at was draft position for players. Diz and Rankle, I don't know if you guys have any insight, any bets or anything you have to share. I know I have one best bet related to the NBA draft later on.
I did not take any bets. I was curious, though, like that's been leaked, like that they are taking there. There's going to be no trades between the top four. Like that is set in stone, top four.
I don't know if top four are officially set in stone. The Pistons already announced they're taking Cade Cunningham. They announced that at like noon today. But everyone and their mother knew that was happening. The odds for him to go number one were like minus 3,000. So I'm sure we'll see some BS social media post that says some person bet $50,000 on Cade Cunningham to go number one and then netted him $500. You know, something stupid like that.
I mean, it's free money. It's what we're all about.
More than I made today.
But
I didn't have any bets. I wanted to, but just didn't take the time to look into it. I haven't really followed the NBA draft in a long time because my team is one of the worst all time in the NBA draft. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Rank.
Yeah, same here. No bets for me. The NBA draft is hard to watch, and the fact that it's kind of over after the lottery. And not that I watch like the second round of the NFL draft or anything like that, but there's still Pro Bowlers who come out of the second and third round of the NFL draft. Would like to get your thoughts. I don't think that happens in the NBA draft.
It doesn't. It doesn't happen nearly as often. The NBA draft is only two rounds, and it's rare to see a draft pick make any kind of, you know, leeway. I mean, obviously you have like the LeBron James, right? The glorified number one that's definitely going number one and will definitely make a difference from the start. But outside of those first few people, you don't get that kind of production.
Yeah, I think on a fan's perspective, the NFL draft is better from Rank, your point. It's like the Colts, as a Colts fan, the Colts can pick someone up in like the third round or even fifth round that I'm at least excited that, you know, they have a chance. The Pacers, as a Pacers fan, whoever they pick up 19th overall or whatever, like I just know it's never going to work out.
So a couple things. First off, we have breaking news. The Lakers are near to a deal to acquire Russell Westbrook from the Wizards. So
is this a Sports Betting by Dummies exclusive breaking news?
I wish. No, I don't have any sources. I can't break that information. I got it from the ESPN app, but that's a pretty wild move. I don't know why the Wizards would do such a thing. It says for three players, including Kyle Kuzma and the number 22 pick tonight. So it sounds like LeBron and Russ Westbrook might be coming together and might be making a push at the playoffs. But second off, I texted my boy Miles today, and I asked him, I said, are you excited for the Pacers to draft Luka Garza tonight? You know, we were talking beforehand. We're like, we're excited for the Pacers to draft a mediocre, you know, medium-sized white guy, you know? And then Miles goes, they'll be too busy drafting Franz Wagner, another middle-sized white guy. And I said, they'll probably get both of them. That'd be wild. And so the possibility is definitely there for it to happen again.
Yeah, TJ Leaf being the worst bust of them all.
Yes, 100%. But all right, so I think that's enough NBA talk for right now. Do you boys agree? We lost Diz. I don't know what happened to Diz, but Diz is gone. But we'll move on.
All right, boys, had a work call.
Sorry. You had a work call. Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I would say this is work, but then this is more important than work, but I can't even back that up.
Work emergency, Pat. But anyways, sorry,
it's all good. I get it. You got to be ready for the work day at any time of the night. But anyways, let's review our best bets for Monday. Your boy here went 2-1. And with Diz being down bad, I have taken a commanding lead in the best bets contest. But before we get to that, Diz, how did your best bets do on Monday?
I lost every single one. I would not like any further questions at this time.
That's fine. I was hoping for a quick little rundown anyways. But to update everyone on the best bets contest, I am down 1.25 units, and Diz is down 4.59 units. We may discuss Diz. If we want to restart after July and just say, I won July and then go into August, we can do that, or you can just try to catch up. That's something you can decide.
Nope, I love coming from behind, Patty.
All right, good deal. Let's get into our best bets of the night. So I'm going to start off with the NBA. We were just talking about the NBA draft. I'm going Davion Mitchell draft position over 12.5. I do like this one. There were some talks and rumors that the Pacers might actually draft him, and Pacers have the 13th pick tonight, but I think the 13th pick is actually the earliest he will go. So even if he doesn't go to the Pacers, I don't think he'll go before then. So I like draft position over 12.5 for Davion Mitchell. The second best bet, it already happened. I'm sure Diz will touch on it too. I had the Reds Cubs first five under 3.5 runs. There was three runs going into two outs in the bottom of the fifth, and then Wilson Contreras hit a 2-run home run to destroy my under 3.5. So I might be done taking unders for a while. They've just been killing me, especially in these dog days of summer where it's hot and humid. And the fact that, you know, no more spider tack. And then in that Reds-Cubs game, there was 15-mile-per-hour winds blowing in, and there was still, like, three home runs hit in the first five innings. I mean, one of those was Joey Votto. Shout out our boy Joey Votto, Diz.
Yeah, I'm actually going to get a haircut right now. I'm going to call for the Joey Votto, and she's going to give me bangs.
I mean, dude's hit homers in six straight games, and he has eight home runs over those six games. So, pretty incredible. I'm going to keep betting him until he doesn't hit a home run. Been very profitable for your boy here. So, I will keep doing that, but I did lose that best bet already. And then my final best bet of the night, I'm going Brewers first five minus a half run versus the Pirates. This one for me was super easy, and I was shocked I got it at minus 124. I'm basically fading the Pirates possibly for the rest of the season. Like always, they traded away all their best players. They have scored four total runs in the past three games combined. So I'm going Brewers first five minus a half versus the Pirates.
Nice.
Diz, what do you got for your best bets? I know you already lost one on the Reds.
Yeah, so I took Reds first five, which is shocking for me. Normally, I bet the entire game, and I'm thinking, you know, Joey Votto hits a home run in his first at bat, literally like five games in a row. So I'm going to assume the Reds have a lead, and they did. And then, like you said, two-run homer with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. So I am down bad. Lost that one. Horrible beat as well. And then my other best bet for today was it's a Martingale. Got to get back on the winning train. It's a Martingale, $5 to win six-something. It was U.S. women's soccer team to advance to the semifinal, beat Netherlands tonight. It was at minus 128, and it boosted up to plus 110. So feeling good about that one. Got to get back in the W.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rank, do you have a best bet for us?
Yeah. Diz kind of stole the thunder a little bit. So it's not a Martingale bet, but it is a it's an arbitrage bet, which I know you guys have talked about both beautifully and eloquently in the past. With the same exact team. So the U.S. women's national team to advance against the Netherlands at that. I thought it was plus 100, but maybe you got better odds.
You might be right. I placed it. I placed it and just guessed that plus 110 was accurate.
So what I did, you know, I put 50. The max wager on that odds boost was $50. So I put $50 to win 50, and then the very next bet, I think I put a 47.50 or something on the Netherlands to advance. So that's the opposing team. Either way, you're winning $100, but you have to obviously subtract out what you put in. So I think the automatic no-risk payout is $2.30, which to you may seem negligible. However, that's about a 2-3% return on your $100 investment. You do that every day. I don't have a calculator, but I'm assuming it's a lot of money over the course of a year.
I am a huge fan of that. I'm jumping on that as soon as we get off this pod because, you know, your boy here loves free money, loves the arbitrage opportunity. I don't care if you're making 10 cents or if you're making 50. We're making money.
That leads me to bet number two, Patty.
Oh.
There's an odds boost for the NBA draft on DraftKings. I believe it's a 50% profit boost. And there are certain bets where you can say, this guy's going to be drafted before this guy. Just do the same thing, 50% on one side and make the opposite bet on the other. I don't know what it pays out, assuming it's very small, but, you know, free money.
I'm all the way in. I'm with it.
Shit right there. We love free money, baby.
Absolutely. Now to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. It's dead. I lost already. Not important. We'll get you back tomorrow. I looked ahead to tomorrow's baseball slate. There's like 15 games, and they all start after 7 p.m. So I will definitely have a Hail Mary parlay of the day to send everyone into the weekend. But you could have seen the Hail Mary parlay of the day earlier if you followed us on Twitter or Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. So you kind of got to keep an eye on that because if there's early games, there's a chance some of these might come out early, and you could be missing out on free money opportunities. All right, boys. Anything that you need to get off your chest before we call it a day?
I did not make a best bet on this, thank God, because I don't think he's playing very well. But I did put Sung Jae to be top five in the Olympics. I think he's like six shots back, so you know, you never know, it could happen.
Six shots back of fifth place or six shot back to the lead?
I thought it was six shots back of fifth place, but I might be entirely wrong.
Well, we need our boys to medal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is that they're South Korean, right? So they don't have to serve in the military if they medal, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Wow, it's a lot of pressure.
We're pulling for them hard.
Yeah.
Anything else, Diz or Rank? Very robotic right now. Okay, we lost Diz. I'm sure you're saying something great together, there, but we're gonna keep it moving. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Remember, check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. Also, if you go to sportsbettingbydummies.com, you can see what episodes we put on our podcast. You can see our Twitter on there, and you can also see our merch store. And remember, we are adjusting to a new schedule, Monday, Thursday, Friday episodes, which means, everybody, you get us back tomorrow. Back-to-back days of Sports Betting by Dummies. Let's get rowdy. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.